Well, other things you have for a person like that,
Well, they call them poor white trash and red and...
What about that bird that was always picking holes in the tree?
Woodpecker, yeah.
Did you ever hear him called a peckerwood?
Peckerwood, yeah.
What about a cracker?
Well,
you ever hear that word?
Yeah, but only as it would apply to someone from Georgia.
Okay.
Never over here. I never heard anybody over here call a cracker. Okay. But a Georgia cracker and a Mississippi redneck would be the same thing. I think.
People who lived out in the woods somewhere and never got into town much, would you hear names for them?
River rat?
Yeah.
Okay. The river rat would be a guy that just sort of lived maybe on a shanty boat up and down the river, maybe fishing for a living, picking up driftwood, picking up anything he could find and salvage and making a little corn whiskey and living by his wits, you know.
Did you ever hear Hoosier?
No, except not in this area.
Okay.
I never heard that term.
Where'd you hear it?
Well, Indiana.
Okay.
Indiana Hoosier. But I've never heard it in this area.
All right, names that blacks would have for whites or... You ever hear
others
that they would call them?
No, I really wouldn't.
Yeah.
Of course, I know now they call them hunkies and all this kind of stuff. Now I'm talking about it for the in the older time.
Yes.
They would talk about the man, and that always means the boss. I might be the man to some of them.
Yes.
See? Or the law might be the man. Or whoever I think has the power.
Yes.
Is the man. Now, other than that,
Okay. Now, if a married man couldn't make up his mind about something, he'd say, I have to ask.
My old lady.
My old lady.
Yeah.
Okay. Or your mother would call your father.
The old man, maybe, but they wouldn't. But that
they
might,
wouldn't?
No. I just heard these terms, I've never heard that term used in my home between my father and mother. Matter of fact, my father hardly would, he almost would put on a coat to sit down at a meeting. I never saw him sitting around the house in his undershirt or anything like that. He didn't do that. And he pulled a chair out for my mother every time they sat down. I told you, he's from the old school now. He didn't, the way he was raised.
You know, girls would get mad at you to do that.
Oh, yeah, well they just have to get mad. Because that's what he's going to do.
Yeah.
And if they could be what they wanted to, but he was going to. Matter of fact, one time when I was a kid, a real nice-looking new girl came to town. And I was talking about, boy, she was really beautiful. She was not bad looking. And I made the mistake. It wasn't a mistake because I didn't mean a thing by it. But I was talking. I said, boy, I'll tell you what, she is hot stuff. And boy, my daddy called me down and he said, look, I don't care what you think about them or what they are. You will refer to them as if they are ladies. And you don't call them hot stuff. Well, I said, well, man, I didn't mean anything, you know. I didn't mean what you're thinking, you know.
Yeah.
But he didn't, he was a very gentle person.
Yeah.
He wasn't overbearing, and he never rawhided me, anything like that. But you treated women like ladies.